What's the best thing your parents did in raising you?
I think the best thing my parents did in raising me was to love me unconditionally for who I was as an individual. Things that I liked, disliked, my behaviors, those types of things. Mm-hmm. They were always very patient with me and would take the time to explain situations to me or explain hard issues or problem solving situations.
And how did that affect your relationship with them?
Well, I always felt like we had a really great relationship. So I was very close to my dad, always. And as I got older, my mom and I developed a closer relationship as well. Not that we weren't close before, it just became more so. Because I could talk to her differently than I could talk to my dad, you know, about girl things. And but my dad was always my rock. He was my confidant. Grandpa. He was grandpa. Yep. And, you know, if I was really struggling with something, he would seriously stop whatever he was doing and just completely pay attention to me and talk to me and help me figure it out and do whatever he needed to do to help me in that situation, even if he was mad at me. But, no, they were great. They were really good.
Throughout your experience being a mom, is there anything you'd change about the way you raised my brothers and I?
I think one of the biggest things that comes to mind is basically what I just said about my parents. Because I always felt like they took the time for me. At least that's what I recall. And I think when I look back on things that I could have improved with you, it would have been taking more time and interacting with you guys more, even for the little things. You know, we all get caught up in life and busy schedules and going everywhere and all kinds of crazy directions. But if I could, I wish I could go back and just take those extra few moments, you know, to listen, to sit, to see what you guys are doing, to talk about things, play, even play with Barbies. or whatever it is. You guys grow up so fast, you know, and those little moments turn into big moments that you could have potentially missed, you know, important things with them or just moments to share in their lives and who they are and help them develop and grow up and be good, kind, loving human beings, I hope.
What characteristics did you obtain from other parents, I mean, from your parents growing up?
I think some of the more important ones, I suppose, is just from watching my parents, my dad in particular. He just was so giving of himself and so loving towards everybody that he met and always wanted to help people and would go out of his way to help people and his athletes too when he was coaching. He always had a smile on his face and was just a happy, friendly person. I think too, just... I think for myself, I would say that I'm a kind person and always wanting to be there for people if they are in need. Loving. I think my kids would say I love them. And my parents and family and friends too. Compassionate. I actually was voted most compassionate my senior year in high school. No, but I think as a nurse, as a hospice nurse and somebody that works with terminally ill people, there should be an element certainly of compassion in there. And a sense of right and wrong, of things needing to be fair in life and between people in all situations, no matter their race or gender or financial status. I think those are a few anyway.
Good to know. And final question is, what do you love most about being a mom?
You mean being a mom to you or to your brothers? Sorry, jokes.
to all of us.
I love being a mom for every reason. For all of it. From the best of the best to the worst of the worst. I still love it. Because you're mine. And I've watched you grow from the moment you were born. Watch you develop and struggle and succeed and do all kinds of amazing things. And I'd like to think that there's a part of me that has helped you to do those things or helped you to get through those tough times. It's just a love that is indescribable. Really, you just can't describe it. It's unlike anything ever. So I can't say just one thing. It's all of it. The whole kit and caboodle.
Mom, stop. Please stop. Okay, thank you for letting me interview you. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Mm-hmm.